Welcome to English at Home Now podcast with your host, Jose. The podcast that will help you to speak English fluently with no grammar and no textbooks.
Hi everyone, I'm Jose, founder of English at Home. My mission is to help you to speak English fluently. In this episode,
I'll be discussing some of the most common phrasal verbs. After, I will tell you a mini story using the question and answer techniques. This mini story will help you develop your speaking skills. We'll practice phrasal verbs here. Are you ready? Okay, let's get started. Most English students tend to get overconcerned about how to learn phrasal verbs. A phrasal verb is just a verb and a particle. For example, getting. There are thousands of phrasal verbs. Sometimes they might be confusing and counterintuitive. Also, each phrasal verb can have multiple meanings. Okay, this scenario doesn't seem very encouraging. And the million-dollar question is, how can I learn all those phrasal verbs? Here's the good news. You just need to learn the most common ones. In other words, what people use most of the time. Okay, so let's see some of the most common phrasal verbs, and later on, we'll practice them with a mini story. Turn on. It has two different primary meanings, and you have to be careful about how you use it, especially the second one. Let's see the first meaning, the most obvious one. To turn on. To turn on something means just to start something. For example, please, can you turn on the TV? I want to watch the news. Please, turn on the computer. I need to check something. You can also use switch on for the same purpose. Please, can you switch on the TV? I want to watch the news. Please, switch on the computer. I need to check something. The second meaning of turn on is to arouse sexually. It's informal and it's commonly used. For example, that girl turns me on. Tall man turn me on. Whatever turns you on, I'm not interested. Turn off. The next one is turn off. When you want to stop something, you turn it off. You can also use switch off. For example, please turn off the TV. We are talking about something important. Turn up. To turn up means to intensify or increase volume. For example, turn the volume up, please. I would like to listen to the news. Another phrasal verb is turn down. The contrary of turn up is turn down. It means to reduce the volume, the brightness of something. Please turn the music down. It's too loud. Please turn the volume down. We are talking. It also has an interesting meaning. It means to refuse an offer. For example, I don't want the job, so I'm gonna turn it down. Please, carefully consider the offer before turning it down. Another phrasal verb is turn out. This last one means to happen in a particular way or to have a specific result, usually an unexpected one. You know, it's like discovering something. Let's see more examples. It turns out that Jean doesn't want to buy a car. It turns out that she's a vegetarian. The job offer turned out to be a scam. Things often don't turn out as one would like. Awesome! Now let's practice with a short questions and answer exercise, which is a method that I use in my premium English courses. Sometimes I call it a conversation simulator because you practice your English like in a real conversation. Here is how it works. I give you information and ask simple questions. After each question, there is a pause where you can answer. After that pause, I'll give you the correct answer for you to compare. Are you ready? Let's go! Alex wants to watch TV, so he turned it on. Does Alex want to watch TV? Yes, he wants to watch TV. Does Alex turn the radio on? No, Alex doesn't turn the radio on. He turns the TV on. Does Alex turn up the TV volume? No, no. He doesn't turn up the TV volume. He turns the TV on. Does Alex switch the TV on? Yes, he switches the TV on. He wants to watch TV. Why is Alex turning on the TV? Why is that? Because he wants to watch TV. Alex turns the TV on because he wants to watch it. When the news starts, Alex turns the volume up. He wants to listen better. Does Alex turn the volume down? No, no. Alex doesn't turn the volume down. He turns it up. He wants to listen better. Why does Alex want to turn the volume up? Because he wants to listen better. The volume is low, so he wants to turn the volume up to listen better. Who wants to listen better? Alex. He wants to listen better. Does Alex switch the TV off because it's distracting? No, no. Alex doesn't switch the TV off. He wants to listen better. What does Alex do with the TV volume? He turns it up. He turns the volume up. On the news, the presenter says IBM turned down an offer made by Microsoft. Does the presenter say IBM turned down an offer? Yes, he does. The presenter says IBM turned down an offer made by Microsoft. Did IBM turn down an offer made by Microsoft? Yes. IBM turned down an offer made by Microsoft. Did Microsoft turn down an offer made by IBM? No, Microsoft didn't turn down an offer made by IBM. It was IBM, not Microsoft. It turns out that the news is boring, so Alex goes to sleep. Does it turn out that the news is boring? Yes, it turns out that the news is boring. Is the news entertaining? No, no. It turns out that the news is boring. Where does Alex go? To sleep. Alex goes to sleep. Why does he go to sleep? Because the news is boring. It turns out that the news is boring. so he decides to go to sleep. Okay, this is the end of the mini story. As you can see, you are answering easy questions all the time. They are easy on purpose, and this technique helps you develop your speaking skills. It is like practicing with another person. Now you can improve your speaking with my fluency course, only by listening. Don't forget to go to English at Home on Facebook and start speaking English fluently once and for all. Well, that's it for today. It was a pleasure to be part of your day. Please help me spread the word about the podcast. Tell your friends about the show and leave a comment on Facebook, Instagram whenever you have a minute. That will make me pretty happy. Okay? So, I'll be back next week. Remember, on Wednesday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Did you enjoy today's episode? Get the transcript now, English at Home on Facebook.